This is the second in the Mickey Matthews series. Talk about Long Pursuit in a nutshell. And are any of the characters real? For instance, the head of the school, is it Yancey?
White.
Is that a real person from the Roosevelt administration?
No, that's all those people that are officials are all fictional.
This story about saboteurs in a bomber production plant, is some of this based on fact? Were there actually Nazi sympathizers and agents running around trying to sabotage production during World War II?
Well, yes, there were. There was, I think, more of it in 1942. There was a bomber plant, real bomber plant in Willow Run, which is right next to Ypsilanti. The book is set around Ypsilanti and Michigan State Normal College, which is today Eastern Michigan University.
That was the name of it at one point, okay.
It was, yeah. They changed the name in 56 to Eastern Michigan. Normal school is a term that was used for a teacher's college at the time. It's plausible because there were people that were looking to sabotage production because the Germans understood that if the Americans won the production battle, there's a pretty good chance they'd win the war. The only match for the U.S. in technology was the Germans.
Do you draw on your background in as a history professor for the Mickey Matthews series?
Oh, of course I do. He's somebody from Michigan. I'm from Michigan. He's somebody from Flint. I'm from Flint. And I'm also an Eastern Michigan grad. You try to take some things that you're familiar with, and then you do research on top of that to draw on the fictional types. There are a few characters that are based on real people. For example, the newspaper writer Anna Lynn could easily be my daughter. And Bob James, a restaurant owner in Ann Arbor of the Top Hat, could easily be my son. George Perry, Mickey's friend, could easily be my brother.
Well, hope they get a cut of the action then. So are you Mickey Matthews was a football and baseball star, or was that you?
Not really. I was never a star.
But you were an athlete.
I was. I think in the 50s, I grew up in the 50s and graduated from high school in 58 in Flint, Michigan. But I think most young guys did play sports, and it was pretty typical. I played football, basketball, and baseball, because those were the big three team sports of the day. I guess I would say I was better in basketball and baseball. I played football, but I was a reserve end, as a matter of fact. No threat to the NFL.
I am Gene Marano. Local author Jim Sargent is a retired Virginia Western Community College history professor who began writing historic novels based around the World War II era a few years ago. The second entry in his Mickey Matthews mystery series is The Long Pursuit, about Nazis infiltrating a bomber production plant in Michigan. In his first Mickey Matthews book, Final Secret, his Matthews character is in Hawaii right before the Pearl Harbor attack.
He had a deferment for a health condition, and like a lot of people it did, he spent time traveling around, and he was a writer, traveling around the war zone, writing articles for military papers, and doing what he could do to serve the cause.
Right. So in the first book, The Final Secret, Mickey is in Pearl Harbor right before the attack. This book, the second book, The Long Pursuit, he's in Michigan. And you've got a whole series of these planned coming up through, I guess, what, into the late 40s with Mickey Matthews?
Yes. I actually have four others that are pretty good draft stage and ready to be looked at by a publisher. Winwidden Press in Pinckney, Michigan has done the first two Mickey series, and we'll just see where that goes.
Just to wrap up, you've written books, quite a few books. You know, we've talked before about baseball, nonfiction books, and I guess sort of later in your career you become a fiction writer. What was that like, making that jump? And I'm assuming it's after you got the first one out of the way that it's become easier.
Well, I think you learn. I'm told by the editor that each one of the novels was better than the last. I started out writing nonfiction. I was a Roosevelt scholar for years. My first book, my doctoral dissertation, is about the New Deal in 1933. I switched to sports in the early 90s. I probably interviewed better than 200 former athletes, baseball, football, some basketball, handful of hockey players. Somebody told me about 5 years ago, you could write a novel. It's different. You have to learn to plot it. You have to learn to develop the characters so the reader can identify with the characters. You've got to have some mystery. You have to devise some twists and turns. And I think I'm getting better at it.